Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show. Do babies have nightmares? My youngest is more, I guess, the toddler age now. She's almost two. But of course, 10 minutes before my alarm goes off, she is just crying and crying and crying. So I go to comfort her and just hold her for a little while, try and put her back in her crib.
She come into your room? Does she get out of the crib and come into your room?
She does not yet. We still have her in the crib.
You don't have a climber? I got a friend who's got a climber.
Thank goodness she's not a climber.
Yeah, I thought the kid had a grappling hook. Like, how? it's a 2.5 foot drop. How does that kid get down? Like, I don't know. It's part monkey.
I know. Okay. Thank goodness she's not like that.
Now, another question is, does she wake up the other kids? Like, when she starts crying, is it now like a chorus where, like, boom, boom, and then everyone else is like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just upset.
Thank goodness, no.
Okay, good.
The other kids usually do keep sleeping. They're heavy sleepers while Claire is crying. And we've done through the whole sleep training and all that, okay? So it's like, oh, does she have a tummy ache? Oh, maybe she has a stuffed nose because she's still a thumb sucker. Stuffed nose. She can't breathe or something. No. I finally get her back to her crib. Ah, she starts sucking her thumb. She's peaceful. Like, okay, I'm just going to get 10 more minutes of sleep real quick. And then all of a sudden she just wakes up and it's just blaring and like sobbing.
Really?
And she doesn't want anything to do with my husband. So I'm like, I wonder if she's having little night terrors or little nightmares.
Yeah.
Just the way she was crying, like something woke her up. Like, ah!
Might be one of those things where she like maybe she had a nightmare that mom took her to McDonald's and didn't get her a Shamrock Shake and got it for that weird bearded guy that she works with, which happened last week. I still feel bad about that. I owe all three of your kids a Shamrock Shake.
No.
I'm gonna give them so many pixie sticks when I see them. Oh,
you know
my
what?
Lord.
That's
Bryce,
why.
Stella, Clay, you're getting so many pixie sticks from Jackson.
When we went back to McDonald's on purpose though to get them a Happy Meal so they cannot be upset at all.
Did they get a Shamrock Shake though?
No.
That's not even right. That doesn't make up for it at all.
No, that's way too much sugar for them.
They're little kids. The sugar doesn't even, like the way science works, it doesn't even metabolize properly, in other words that I can't spell. They're fine, you know. And also, don't worry about their teeth. Those teeth fall out anyways. So, like, you really ain't got to worry about that until about 12 or 13.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So, now you just brought me into another topic of discussion.
No.
Bryce already had his first cavity and had it removed. And I always
Wait
thought...
Wait a minute. Hang
I knew,
on.
I knew you were going to say
on.
That. I knew you were going to say that.
They removed a baby tooth?
Well, they did. Okay. So... I shouldn't say removed.
What?
They filled the cavity of the baby tooth.
Why? Why?
Here's why. Because I always judge like you are right now. When I heard other parents getting the baby tooth filled, I'm like, no, it's just the dentist. It's a scam. The molars actually don't usually fall out till they're 10 to 12 years old.
Okay. And how old is he now?
Six.
That's so 4 years. No, 4 to 6 years.
4 to 6 years with a cavity.
Oh, come on. Oh, my. So what I'm hearing is that your dentist or orthodontist or whatever it was.
Dentist.
Needed a new boat.
No,
and Steph goes,
stop.
You know what? Let me help make some boat payments for you. And we'll just go ahead and that poor boy getting that.
Stop. No,
good
no,
Lord.
No.
I've never heard of that.
It's becoming a thing. And I even asked them when it was first.
Dentists need boats. It's for a new nonprofit called Dentist on the Water.
Stop. I even saw it in the x-rays. I'm like,
the boat, you saw the boat show up. He's like, it's a speedboat. You could see him smiling as he was skiing, as he was on the back of a ski waving at you. As the x-ray, it was a moving x-ray.
You're going to like this, especially because your wife is really good at Photoshop. I had that sinister thought real quick.
You should.
That they did have the parents get out of the room while they just grab a little dot, a black dot, and they put it on the kid's tooth. Like, ah, see, the kid has a cavity.
Oh, yeah. He's got
I'm
a magic
sorry.
Marker.
Yes.
He's doing that. You hear that. And that, what is that?
You see that black dot right there? That's the cavity. We got to get that filled.
That looks like, it's on a baby tooth. Yeah, those are the worst kind. Yes. You know, I mean, baby, you know, it's a baby tooth. So, I mean, that's obviously a big cavity.
So, after insurance, it only cost us like $200 out of pocket for two cavities to be filled. And the dentist was amazing because he's a family dentist.
Someone
I'm like,
who's
oh,
so
geez.
Frugal like you. I can't.
I know. But
Man.
It's a thing because they're like, you guys don't realize, which I'm sure you're realizing now on your keto diet, how much sugar is just in everything that
everything.
We eat nowadays.
That's the deal.
That's what they were saying.
You know, there's not only sugar in, and I'm not sure, I'm not a health doctor by any means, but there's a guy named Vinny Tortorich, and he's on another podcast, Adam Carolla's podcast a lot. And he says, look, if you're going to sit down and have either choice of a glass of orange juice and a soda, as far as sugar is concerned, it's the same. Enjoy whichever one you're going to enjoy more. Now, don't go crazy on soda. You know, there is still more benefits in the orange juice, but on a sugar-to-sugar level, that's the same. That's, on the keto diet, one of the things that, apples, nope. Oranges, nope. Pineapple, none of that, because all the sugar that's in there, and the sugar is what makes it so, so good.
That's tough.
So is that what the problem is? He's eating too many oranges, or is it too many Pixie Sticks? What's his candy of choice?
Well, I guess you could give him the Pixie Sticks now because he already had the cavities. Well, just keep them coming, honey.
Did the dentist send home some rock candy with you? Just so you know, my kid's going to be needing a new car soon, so I just want to make sure that we had more cavities in there.
No. In fact, they even had around Halloween time where you could bring in your trick-or-treat candy and get a nice prize. I love that. We did bring our kids candy from trick-or-treating to the dentist.
I got to time out something here.
What?
Doug said on Facebook, I really wish radio stations would play more music and not turn into talk shows. Lots of station surfing here. Well, Doug, that's a great idea. But I got bills to pay, and this is what we do for a living. That's like me going to Doug's job and being like, hey, whatever it is that Doug does, I really wish he wasn't here doing it and someone else would do nothing for me. Like, I hate to say this, Doug, but switch on an iPod then.
And you know what, Doug, we have been listening to you, though, because that's why our morning show is more music intensive. And
absolutely,
that's why we're jumping on this podcast to continue our conversations with our Facebook live feeders, because we only have a few minutes each talk break nowadays. Where back in the day, it was like 15 to 20 minute talk breaks.
If it was my choice, I would go 15 minute, 10 minute talk breaks. But we got to get that music in there.
We're playing the music for you.
We play probably 8 or 9 songs an hour, which is very music intensive. Yes. Carrie Underwood, Love Wins is on right now. Yeah. If you were listening on the Today's Q106 mobile app, or
that's
if you were listening, you're only going to hear a few, because we know, especially me, I'm better in short doses. After about 3 or 4 minutes of me, I get tired of me. So then here's some more Luke Bryan for you.
That's right.
But I got bills to pay. And once again,
I got cavities to fill.
Yeah, she's got dentist boats to buy. So we need to stay employed.
Hey,
again, turn on your Apple if you need to.
Sherry's commenting. She said her grandbabies had the cavities filled in the baby tooth. It's a real thing.
It seems like so much pain and waste of money.
No, they gave them the fun gas.
Oh, really?
They did. They put low dose, and they were so great. They we never mentioned the D word.
What's the D word?
Drill.
Oh.
And they purposely had him. It was so clever. They're like, Bryce, we're going to put on the sunglasses now. And can you close your eyes and think of the race cars? And that's when they quickly did the drill. So he never even saw it.
So when they gassed him, did they gas him out? Or did they just goof him up a little bit?
Just goofy a little bit. And they watched the levels.
See, I need to go. I need you to give me Keith Richards' dose. we need to go in heavy. And no offense to dentists or no offense to doctors or anesthesiologists. When I had my surgery, I said to him, hey, can you hit me with that gas before you put the IV in me? Now, I'm very afraid of needles. I know with my tattoos, I'm an enigma. I
guess you are.
But
you
anyways,
are a blooming onion or something.
100%.
So
I'm a problem. But my biggest issue was the needles that I was going to – I didn't want that needle going in me. So I said, hey, is there any way that you can hit me with that gas first? And I said, well, no, we can't.
Yeah.
And I went, how come the dentist can? And they went, oh, well, blah, blah. And I went, you mean to tell me the tooth pullers are better? Then bring in a dentist, have them knock me out, and then once I'm done, then you guys can come in and do it. Like, don't give me this malarkey that they can do something that you can't do. Isn't this your line of work?
You know what doctors love the most?
What?
When the patient tells them how to do their job.
Well, I'm paying for it, for God's sakes.
Like, oh, my God.
Here's
Jackson.
The deal. If I'm going to order a steak, I'm going to tell you how to cook it. I'm not just going to say, hey, you know what? You back there in the kitchen, you just put together whatever you want and bring it out to me. No.
Are you one of those patients that says, you know what I saw on Google today, doc?
Let me tell you. WebMD says, doc. No, I don't do that. But no, I was like, I mean, as far as like when the pain management goes, I was like, how come these tooth pullers can do it and y'all can't seem to? And they're like, well, the IV is your lifeline. And I went, so if I start going down in 5 seconds, you can't bring me back? Like, that doesn't make me feel very good about your abilities either.
Oh,
they did a great job, though. Thank you, Dr. Jung.
Oh, man.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Tuesday, all up in your face. Today, going to be a little bit warmer than yesterday, but not as warm as you'd like it. High of 49. It's going to be sunny. Looking forward to that. 25 at 542.
Oh, this is going to be a fun time to talk about what did your dog eat? The conversation started over the weekend. I was visiting my brother's new home, and I did take a selfie with his dog. Got 2 points, cha-ching, for
nice.
Team Steph. Thank you. And we were making a pizza. Like, all right, you know what? I don't have a pizza cutter anymore. My dog ate the pizza cutter.
What?
Yes. I'm like, wait, are you talking about the whole thing, even the metal part? He's like, no, Steffi, just the wooden handle. I'm like, okay, thank goodness. But still, I thought that was funny. It's something I haven't heard yet. So we'd love to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, and if you have a dog, there's definitely something that's been eaten. We've got a lot of people already up on the Facebook page. Somebody said that they got a dog from a shelter, and these kind of things happen, and they didn't know the dog had anxiety issues.
Of course.
A lot of time, most shelters are very upfront and you have to do some home visits, but you know, different situation. And the dog ate a couch, a love seat, and they said the last straw was the carpet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so they had to take the dog back to the shelter. They just couldn't buy that much furniture.
Exactly. All right. So share your story, 608-321-1063. We'd love to hear from you this morning. What did your dog eat?
And without getting too graphic, I figured out where all my lost socks were going. Into Winston.
Oh, no.
When you're out scooping poop and you go, that is not poop. That's one of my socks. Okay. That's
it
not
made
going...
it out of him without a vet visit.
He's never, he ate so much stuff. He ate an entire chicken carcass out of the, rotisserie chicken carcass out of the garbage. Didn't have to go to the vet. So the guy had a,
he had
an iron digestive system and, but he just wasn't good at washing socks. Yeah. Just didn't, it went the opposite way.
And
that one, I know my sock. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.